The National Rifle Association today making its first address since the massacre at Sandy Hook Elementary exactly 1 week ago. Speaking, NRA top lobbyist Wayne LaPierre calling for armed police officers at every school in the U.S. He also blamed the media and video game industry for glorifying violence. He did not take any questions from reporters there. Joining us live now, Josh Gerstein, the White House reporter for Politico. Josh, a couple of days ago, the NRA released a statement saying it was prepared to offer meaningful contributions to make sure this kind of tragedy never happens again. Did they deliver on that?
Well, certainly this proposal on putting someone armed, an armed guard, in every school in America, it seems to me it's a substantive proposal. I think there's going to be a lot of debate about whether it's a good idea, whether people like the notion of having armed guards in all schools. There are obviously some in some schools right now. And then another question is going to be what the cost of that would be. And then yet another question it raises, of course, is whether this is all about schools. If you think about the list of sort of mass shootings that have taken place in the last year or so, some of them have taken place at schools, some haven't. Some have taken place at movie theaters or at religious temples and so forth. So it's not clear if that would solve the bulk of the problem.
Did the NRA address any of the other proposals that are out there? For instance, a ban on assault weapons. We can presume they oppose that. But what about limits on large magazines and things like that?
You know, we really didn't hear a lot of specifics there. There were some generic references to legislation that has no chance of passing or legislation that has no chance of working. But it really was not an occasion. As you mentioned, there were no questions taken. So it was just a chance for them to present their agenda. The three specifics that I heard were the proposal on schools and putting a guard in schools, something about an active national database of people who are mentally ill and presumably wouldn't be able to buy weapons. And then this third issue was violent video games. But even there, I wasn't clear on exactly what Mr. LaPierre was proposing. He was simply saying that this is what he thinks of as a social problem. And I'll be interested to see what the NRA membership thinks of this statement.
I wonder if we moved the needle at all. This was certainly a very anticipated statement. Everyone wanted to hear how the NRA would react in extended dialogue to last week's tragedy. Any sense that there's any common ground here after hearing the remarks of Wayne LaPierre, or are we further digging in our heels on both sides?
Gee, I don't think I detected much in the way of common ground. I think there might be something in this area of mental illness, but that wasn't discussed at length here, and the references LaPierre made to people who were monsters or evil didn't seem like we were headed for a long discussion about dealing with mental illness. Michael Bloomberg, the mayor of New York, who's been a big voice in favor of gun control in the wake of many of these recent shootings, referred to these remarks from the NRA as offering a paranoid, dystopian vision of a more dangerous and violent America. So it didn't seem to me like there was much here to bridge the divide.
Did you get a sense from him at all of how they're feeling about the current political environment? We've seen a couple of pro-NRA members of Congress all of a sudden start talking about the possibility of some sorts of restrictions on guns. Did he have anything to say about any of those developments?
He really didn't have much to say, and it didn't seem like it was really sort of a tactical kind of legislative briefing. In fact, he said that the time for debate on all those sorts of measures would be in the future, and that this proposal to put armed guards in the schools needed to be taken up immediately. In fact, Mr. LaPierre said it ought to be taken up right now by Congress so that the guards could be in the schools when kids come back from the winter break that's coming up, which seems like an incredibly ambitious timeline.
Much more reaction to the NRA's remarks coming up here on WTOP. Josh, we appreciate you joining us.
Okay, thank you.
Josh Gerstein is the White House reporter for Politico.